This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Macca and Tass and Sel from St. Arley. Paul on the buttons, Fiona on social media, Paul Gover on the phone. Paul Gover, come on down. How are you?
I'm terrific, Macca. It's wonderful to hear your voice on this wonderful, wonderful, little chilly sort of morning. Although where I am, up here on the Gold Coast, it's bright sunshine. I'm just going outside to look at my chickens in the front yard.
There you go, Paul. I've been banned from talking about the driverless vehicle.
Yes, by me.
By you. Talk to us about the electric vehicle.
No electric vehicle. No. Less than 1% of sales in Australia. Who cares?
That's
99
right.
More than 99% of people in Australia don't care.
Sorry. Is that right?
You're overruled. Yeah. The number of hybrid electric car sales in Australia last year, last year, less than 1%. People don't care. People are buying dual cab utes, people are buying passenger cars, people are buying SUVs, they're not buying electric cars. Sadly. One day they will, but not yet.
More people buy expensive bed sheets than buy electric cars.
So why is that? Is that because the technology is not quite right or the infrastructure doesn't exist or what? What's the reason behind
Everything. It's an immature technology. It's like saying I want to buy a nuclear-powered reactor to build power my house. Mm. They don't work. So basically the problem with them is I wanted to talk today about car prices, but the single biggest reason why nobody's buying electric cars is it costs too much.
Yeah.
So why would you pay twice the price of a Toyota Corolla just so that you can have an electric car? So if you buy a Nissan Leaf, costs $40,000, you buy a Toyota Corolla, costs $20,000.
Yeah.
People just don't, it just makes no economic sense. And there are some people in the world who are wonderful and looking after the planet and being very green and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, it always comes down to economics.
Yeah.
You know, why do people eat at McDonald's instead of a proper healthy place?
No, because they're knuckle draggers, that's why.
Yes, correct. It's cheap and it's easy and they don't have to think about it.
Okay, so tell us, what's hot in the
we want to know, it's almost end of financial year and Paul's going to give us some tips. And I know, actually, Sel.
Yes.
You're a bit of a car guy, aren't you?
A little bit.
And you know, Paul doesn't drink coffee.
Oh, another one.
No, he has this stupid, tea made out of branches or dust or something.
No, I'm not like Peter Brock. I didn't have it made out of branches. I do actually drink conventional tea. I don't just wander around drinking herbal rubbish, but yes.
Have you ever drunk coffee, Paul?
Yes, I did. Until about 12 years ago, I went to a health farm. Got sent there by my ex-girlfriend.
You got rid of her quick. You should get back on the coffee.
I have thought about it. So the thing about it is they told me it was very, very bad what I was doing to my heart because I was having sort of six cups of I drank very good quality coffee. I lived in Melbourne at the time, so I used to get very, very good coffee.
But you can't get it up bad. Where you are now.
No, you can tell me about that. But the problem with it is what it does is that it causes huge, it's a bit like drinking a whole lot of caffeine, adrenaline. Basically, you spike yourself up and down.
You know you can now get it with cricket milk.
Cricket milk?
Yeah.
How do you milk a cricket?
Oh, they've got teats, special teats.
But Paul, if you have 16 litres of wine, that's probably not good either.
No, you're right. Yeah. No, I agree. Moderation in most things in life, except for enjoyment.
Sel, how much coffee do you drink a day?
Oh, I'm 5 or 6 cups. Mm. Yeah,
me too. Mm.
Yeah, which is But if you're drinking really good quality coffee that's probably made and stuff, it's probably not that bad for you. But I used to rely on it in a bad way, so it's good. And so, end of financial year.
Yeah, so end of financial year, we're coming up, financial year, 30th of June, a couple of things happen, cars get cheaper, Scott Morrison gets incredibly excited because he's thinking about all the tax he's going to extract out of us.
Yeah.
What happens in the car market?
Okay, what happens in the car market is basically end of financial year. It used to be, you know, like everybody was using up their money at the end of the financial year to buy stuff. And last year, I think it was, when the government gave us the investment incentive, lots of people bought cars. But what's happened is that car companies have now realised that lots of people buy cars at these times, and so they put on special deals. So the two times of the year which are best to buy a new car are January, when you buy one of the cars from the previous year because it's basically out of date, or you buy something in June. And the reason why they do that is because they also build into their profit margins that they're going to have a really big June. Toyota, traditionally, and they've been the number one in Australia for longer than Macca can remember now, traditionally stockpile lots of cars, and so they have lots of cars available, and they do special deals. So this is the time of the year when we first really got into this whole, you know, drive away, no more to pay sort of thing, where you just walk in and say, I've got 20 grand, so you can have one over there, and away you go. But also they stock because what they're trying to do is force-feed the market. The dealers traditionally have lots of stock at this time of the year, so instead of going in and saying, oh, I want a yellow whatever, an ABC, and they go, oh, well, that'll take 3 months. They go, well, look, we've got a blue one and a green one. Which one do you want? And we'll do you a special deal. So it's also a way of them to clear their stock, makes their bookkeeping easier at the end of the financial year. And so basically, dealers are keen to get rid of cars because this is a way to get rid of the stock. Car companies are keen to get rid of cars. And let's talk about Holden for a second, because they've got more than 10,000 unsold cars in Australia at the moment because they completely misread their situation. So they're doing stuff. And what happens is you only need a couple of... It's like all these things. You only need a couple of people to go crazy with the prices and then everybody's got a deal. So even Jaguar Land Rover at the moment have got a five-year free service deal. So they don't want to discount their cars because they're a prestige, upper market, don't you know, sort of brand. Mm. What they'll do is if you buy one of their cars, you get free servicing for 5 years, which saves you about $5,000.
And a curry hook.
Yes. Curry hooks, wonderful things. What was I driving? Oh, my Vespa motor scooter's actually got a curry hook on it.
It has.
I was surprised to find the other day.
So does cool. It does... People talk about buying at the end of the month and one of the things is particularly if the last or the second last day of the month is a Saturday.
Correct.
Because most dealers still don't open on a Sunday, a lot do.
Yep.
And, you know, if you've done your work first and you know what you want and you know the dealer has it in stock, doing it in the afternoon of the last day of the month, you can really, really get a bargain. I mean...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can remember when I worked in the car industry, I remember that it was funny because we would have a deal for one of our dealers, say, if they sold 20 cars in a month.
Yeah, they got another $100 or $200 bucks per car.
Yeah, probably more than that. But what they used to do, of course, because they were car dealers, they'd spend the money before they got it.
Oh, yeah.
So they factored that in. And so at the end of the month, they've sold 18 cars. And they've got to get rid of two more.
Yes.
Get the bonus on 20 cars. It's not the bonus on two cars. It's the bonus on 20 cars. Bringing the breeze here. And this is what people don't realise, that the dealers and even the car companies set their own. They have their own internal targets, you know, nationally and internationally. And so everybody at the end of at June particularly are trying to get the last numbers to get these targets. That's one of the reasons why so many cars these days are pre-registered in Australia. You often see, if you go and look at the major websites, you'll see cars, you know, dealer demonstrator 10 kilometres. They're not dealer demonstrators at all. That's just absolute balderdash. What they've done is they've pre-registered the car so they can get the bonus the month before, and then they go, oh, well, I'll worry about that next month. Once I've got the money in the bank, then I'll worry about selling that car. But the longer those cars hang around, the more problem they cause and the more they want to get quit of them. And June is one of the big times of the year when people want to get rid of this excess stock.
So what's your advice to the discerning shopper this time of the year for a car?
Very simple. Do your research before you go. Know exactly what you want before you walk in. So at the moment, we're not at the 30th of June yet, so now's the time to sneak around stealthily. Go and find what you want. Go and do all of your research and stuff. But don't be a buyer at all. Don't show any interest at all. Go in as late as humanly possible compared to the deadline at the end of the month and go in and go, okay, I want one of those in that colour for this much money. Do it now. And yeah. So you just go and play hardball. Like Macca said, they know how much money they've got in these cars. You know how desperate they are to get rid of them. So you make a commitment to signing the piece of paper as late as possible. But do all of your research beforehand and then go in as a committed buyer at the very last minute. And be prepared to compromise if you have to. If you want a silver car and they've only got a white car in stock, get the white one.
Because I think
if you get a silver one, it's going to take forever. It'll cost you more.
I think 30th of June this year is a Saturday.
Is that right, Macca?
I think you're correct, Macca.
Yeah. So
you've probably got a calendar in front of you.
Oh, no, I've got it.
And everything.
He actually has an iPhone.
I've got an iPhone.
Remember? Finally, finally.
I know exactly what Macca has. I know exactly how good he is with technology. Why do you think he has staff? Other people, well, actually, he doesn't even have staff. He has minions. Minions. What day of the month is the 30th? Somebody will tell him. You are correct.
It is.
Paul, thank you very much for your wise words of wisdom and for your advice. So to any of our shoppers...
The other thing is, of course, you won't get a deal on an electric car because they don't have lots of them in stock.
So well, you've made your position absolutely clear on alternative energy sources.
I love electric cars, and when they're viable, I will have one very early on in the piece because I am an early adopter. Macca calls me an idiot, but I'm an early adopter. Just at the moment, it makes no sense economically. Yeah.
Paul Gover, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure, as always.
We look forward to speaking with you again next month.
And hopefully, Paul's going to hopefully get a gig on Fairfax Media's sports channel soon.
Sports.
Oh, that'll be good. I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Be able to get out there and talk to more people. I love radio is one of the great things of my life. And just so that you guys know, every time I drive a pressed Roadtest car in Melbourne, I set all the preset buttons to Joy FM on every Roadtest car I drive in Melbourne.
Fantastic. Yes. Fantastic.
Exactly.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, and we've just had a great chat with Paul Gover, who will be joining us again next week.
He will.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.